So I'll ask you, let's say, what's it going to be? Where is your homecoming?
I've been dropped into this. I actually think I'm usually a very modest and retiring person, but I think several of my own are...
several?
In there.
I can recall one...
who's the leader of the gang? A-L-E... But then there was
one...
But the other one that Graham Linehan and Arthur Matthews wrote for me was about Life's a Big Banana.
I haven't
got a care. Coming down to London
but
to find my fortune.
If you can bear it, away from your own canon, some say, is there a show that you... The Nationwide came on, we played Nationwide earlier on, and there was this... Wow, that was good. That was a good theme, a pretty solid theme. Or you can do as Chris Evans did, and I think it was quite a stroke of genius from Chris, actually, take someone else's theme. As you know, he took Man in a Suitcase.
That's always sensible.
So that's a great theme. Why don't we have that?
I quite like, in a sense, the theme from The Bill, because it's not actually a tune, but just a kind of randomly generated set of notes, isn't
it? No, we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah. I said about The Bill yesterday.
We
were going to do the anti-theme tunes, but...
Yeah.
And when that comes on, my shoulders...
It's like, wang, yang, bang, yang.
That first step.
Yeah.
Oh, not this.
Yeah.
EastEnders, a lot of people are saying, well, Rick, can I give my anti-vote to EastEnders?
Yeah.
But I think that's just because it reminds people it's another working week. And if you ever go abroad, nothing tells you you're back home again, like the EastEnders.
Yeah.
But this was Friday night for 5 years for me. But Chris just heard this and thought, yeah, we'll have that. It's already been a thing, June. Don't matter, we'll have that. Nobody will remember the old show, and true enough, they don't. But, happy to see you, but they used to do the papers in this file, actually. But you're in for, is it the paperback edition?
No, it's the paperback edition of my book, The Dog Catcher, yes. That's plugging.
The second volume of short stories?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
But you are, you quite say, well, that's it for me now. I'm a writer, is that it, or is it just one string?
Well, it's what I enjoy doing the most. I mean, it's absolutely the most satisfying thing I've ever done, and I think it's a second career for me, you know, which is as exciting as the first as a comic, but it does send you absolutely loopy.
What do you mean?
Working by yourself, you know. I mean, I've got...
That was the attraction of it. I thought that's what you mean. You don't have a million people coming around saying or taking you on board, or it's yours. It belongs to you.
That's the attraction, but it's just terribly, stating the obvious, but it's just terribly solitary, you know, and after a while you start craving human company, really. I mean, I've got my set of pottery clowns, but, you know, to talk to. But they whisper things to me about setting fire to orphanages and things, isn't it?
You don't ever get that reputation, though. It's one of those people, remember Lexi, so you know what he does these days? He paints clowns. You're not going down there.
Paint them, there's weirder things going on with me and the